Be choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Hello, Phil. This is Bob. I received a flyer in the mail for a
Okay.
limited time offer, and I'm looking to see if I can get set up on that.
Sure, I'd be happy to help you with that. Bob, I start off to see if first of what is your mailing address to see if when we may have service available in your area.
Okay, it's 220 Old Stage Road in Saugerties.
One moment while I get that address up. It's looking like we're going to be available at Old Stage around November 26th. We can still get you signed up today to get you on the list in order to, get your internet ready to go. And on the 26th, we would be able to give you a call to get you set up for your installation date, if that is something you're interested in.
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. Is this for home or business?
It's for home.
Fantastic. And what speed of internet were you looking at? Or the one that was advertised, the 1 gigabyte internet for $69.99?
Yes.
Fantastic. That does come with one free Wi-Fi extender. Depending on the size of your home, you may be required to get another one, but you can always just try it out with just the one for now if you like.
Okay.
All right. Do you need any kind of home phone services? This would be a landline.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you need any kind of home phone services? This
Oh.
would essentially be a landline.
No, I do not.
All right, fantastic. Now, do you own or rent your home?
We own
Do you know how you get utilities? Are they from the pole or underground?
a pole.
Fantastic. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No, it's the same.
Fantastic. What, can you spell your first name out for me so I can get it properly in our records?
Robert.
Last name?
NACCARATO.
Macarado? And what's a good email address for you?
B as in boy, V as in Victor, NACC3 at Yahoo.
And the phone number you're calling me from, is that a good contact number?
Yep, that's a good contact number.
So it should be 845-802-3506.
Yes.
Fantastic. Now we have a couple of ways we can contact our customers. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Email.
Email. So you may receive certain messages about your account or any other offers that are provided by Archtop Fiber. If at any time you would like to unsubscribe, you can always give us a call back, or you can click the unsubscribe button at the bottom of your emails just so you're aware. As part of the
Okay.
process, we do need to run a soft credit check. This is to determine whether or not you're required to pay a minimum deposit. It's not going to hurt your credit score. We're just gathering a few bits of information to prove you are who you say you are and see if that minimum deposit is required. At any time, you can choose to opt out of this. By doing so, you'll be required to pay that minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run that
Okay.
credit check today?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Let me grab a couple bits of information from this, and I will be right back with you to get the last bit of stuff I need. So give me one moment.
What? Comes with one Wi-Fi extender. Like, depending on the size and layout of the house. No, I don't think we will.
About how large is your home, Bob?
It's 1,600 square feet.
So
That's
at
about
that's
60 feet.
yeah. So at about that size, one Wi-Fi extender should be good enough for everything that the one Wi-Fi extender does provide. And I'm ready for so Bob, as part like I said, as part of this, we do need your personal information, which we do need your social security number. We don't hold on to this information. It's actually stored on a secure data server that's used by the same service that's used by your bank, your utilities, any other services that may require a credit check.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Postal is 127-54-4111.
Thank you much for that, Bob. Give me one moment while that process is through. And you're a fantastic match for us here at Archtop Fiber. You're not going to be required to pay a penny today.
Great. Now, this service, the Wi-Fi will work up the stairs, downstairs.
Yes, it will. So because you have that two-level home, I would recommend that when you get that extra Wi-Fi extender, go ahead and put that upstairs so that way it's going to carry the same signal all the way upstairs, and you'll be able to have proper, good, fast, and reliable internet both upstairs and downstairs without having to worry about having dead zones or anything.
Actually, the Wi-Fi, when we get the setup, it'll be in the upstairs, so
Okay.
I may put it downstairs.
That's perfectly understandable, and it's up to you. Now, to get the price of $69.99, we do need to sign you up for auto pay and paperless billing. This auto pay would be an ACH or from your bank account in order to get that $10 discount, bringing it down from its standard price of $79.99 down to that $69.99 as advertised on that price. Would you like to sign up for that today?
Yes, okay.
Okay. And whenever you're ready, Bob, go ahead with, I'll need your bank's routing number and the account number in order to set this up.
Will we do it through a debit card that does the same thing, or does it matter?
So a debit or credit card is actually only going to give you a $5 discount. So instead of it being $69.99, it'll be $74.99.
Do the ACH.
So,
You can do, hang on, I'll get.
hold on, so we're doing the Chase. We're doing the Chase for you. So.
No
No, we're
worries.
not. He's not communicating, but hold on.
Now it's just credit card. All right. So the routing, what do you want first? Routing?
Routing number, please.
It's 221-976-243.
And that one says it's coming from a Mid-Hudson Valley?
Correct.
All right. What's the account number on that one?
340-140-501.
Thank you. And what's the name on the account?
Robert and Valerie Nacarado.
Can you spell Nacarado for me one more time?
NACCARATO.
And how does Valerie spell her name?
VALERIE.
Thank you much for that. I've heard it spelled a couple of different ways before. Is this a checking or savings account?
Checking.
It's a checking account.
All right. Do you authorize us here at Archtop Fiber to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
Yes.
Would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. That's generating a token for me. At this time, I do have a couple of legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you, just so you are aware. So at the time of your initial connection, our technicians will determine the best way to connect your fiber service to our main lines at the street. They may install a cable the day prior to installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, we may lay a temporary drop on the ground, and if we do so, we'll help to coordinate for that cable to be buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service has been installed with us before you call, go online, do whatever you need to do to cancel with them. Any equipment is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send everything back to us here at Archtop Fiber. We do reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have about your billing or account details, you can visit us online at archtopfiber.com. You can access your online account to set up billing and other billing information or see account-specific details by signing into your Archtop Fiber account. You're automatically enrolled in this account by utilizing the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by these terms and conditions as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Fantastic. So you said you got a flyer in the mail. Perfectly understandable. That's great to know. Is there anything our installer should be aware of on your property, such as buried wires, septic tanks, large wells?
No, not really. Nothing that's going to hurt the installer.
No worries. Thank you for that. Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns for myself or any of our technicians?
At this time, I do not.
Does the wife
no,
have
think
any?
We're good.
You're good? Alrighty. So I'm getting that order placed right now. And congratulations, you are now signed up in our pre-order system. We'll be giving you a call on or around the 26th of November to get you signed up for service for that installation date. We can't do it right now. Our system sadly won't allow us to do that. I don't know why they made that change on us, but it doesn't. But you are good to go. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Bob?
No, I think that's it. What was your first name again?
My name's Phil.
Bill, you were fantastic yourself. You sound like you've done this before.
I should know what I'm doing. I'm the team lead.
There you go. There you go. You did great.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, Bob, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family. And we, like I said, we'll be giving you a call here in about a month or so to make sure you get set up correctly.
All right. Thank you very much.
Quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.